So today we're into the second Sunday of Advent. We're looking at the theme of peace today. And we've already lit our Advent wreath candles. And in our reading there, we heard words from the prophet Malachi, declaring the word of the Lord. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, indeed he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. Now last week we spent some time considering the meaning of Advent and the need to be approaching this season with the right mindset, preparing for him who is to come and all that that means for us as children of the covenant. Now in this season, we look to the coming of Christ again, as we prepare also to celebrate the birth of our Saviour at his first coming, all those years ago, when the angels proclaimed peace on earth and goodwill to men. But is that peace something which we can actually achieve? Is goodwill something which we can tangibly experience? When we look around today, both at our own country here in the United States and throughout the world, it appears that peace is a long way off. It's a pipe dream, a remote possibility. That is when we think of peace as being with others, peace without wars, peace is without conflict. But when we think of peace in a different way, we might not feel it is so out of reach. So when you think of peace, what else can you think of other than world peace? Maybe peace and quiet. Maybe a sense of calm. Or maybe it's something else. The truth is that God wants us to be striving for peace. Peace on both fronts. That is peace within ourselves and peace with our neighbours, both nationally and internationally. And when we look around today, both at our country and across the world, how do you think we are striving for that peace? How are we going after peace with our neighbours? And then also, how are we going after peace within ourselves? What is inner peace? How can we find it? How can we grasp it? And then from that place of having found it and held on to it, how are we able to be better at finding peace with our fellow man because we have peace within ourselves? Simply put, inner peace is found in Christ. It's found by accepting the invitation to relationship, to covenant. And then it flows from that place as we allow him to fill us as we go through the presence of emptying ourselves. You see, covenant is both receiving and giving. It's God saying, here, here's everything that I have and I'm putting it on the table. You have access to it. It's there for you. But for it to work properly, then it requires us also to put what we have on the table for God to have access to. And in doing this, we're able to live into a passage from Isaiah in chapter 26, which says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is focused on you because he trusts you. If you take that for yourself this morning and you take it into your heart as you remind yourself of the relationship that you share with God, the covenant that you have entered into with him, you might phrase it something like this. God will keep me in perfect peace as my mind focuses on him and trusts him. Inner peace is found in God. It requires trust in God. And if today you feel like peace is eluding you, that the possibility of anxiety is coming, that something else is taking a hold, maybe stress is coming into your life, spilling over, changing the focus, then choose to step back into a life of trusting God. It's an active choice. A choice to lay down those things which are engulfing us. And to pick up trusting in God. Choosing to put ourselves in His hands. And in accepting that call to covenant, then we're able to draw from His patience, from His wisdom, from His calmness, and from His peace which passes all understanding. Remember, all of that which is available to God through covenant is available to you. And He asks only that you give Him yourself in return. And when we do this, not just in a one-time kind of way, but in a continual, returning way, we know that God can lead us through the struggles that come in life, through the puzzles that life throws at us. Whatever that is, however it's brought, whatever the obstacles are that are thrown in our way, God will lead us through them. Choosing to trust in God every day with the things that we see clearly should be quite easy. But what about the things that we don't see? What about the blind corners? Or the things that are maybe covered a little bit by someone else? In those times, the things that are a little bit more hazy, we need God to lead us to a place of peace. And when we let Him, that's great. But the opposite is also true. Not choosing to give it to God, not stepping into trusting Him and allowing Him to then lead us on a road to address that stress, leads to only more stress, leads to only more worry. It leads to a place of not peace. Now John the Baptist, he preached this message quite clearly, and we heard from Luke's Gospel today. He went into the region around the Jordan proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And so for us today, those of us who are adults here who have been baptized, who profess the faith, who declare ourselves to be disciples of Christ, and yet, as we all do, still sin. The practice of confession and of receiving God's forgiveness can be very significant. Now here at St. Paul's, we don't have a practice of the confessional at the back of church, as some church traditions do. And I'm not advocating that we put one in. But I am suggesting that in order to find peace, for some of us, that means talking to other people, to confessing with other people, and being reminded of that forgiveness that God speaks over each and every one of us. See, for many, the prayer of confession and the assurance of pardon is enough. But for some, it doesn't quite bring peace. One of the reasons that I mix it up a little bit within the liturgy is that when we get used to something, we stop thinking about what it means. When we come to confession and receiving that assurance of pardon, being reminded of God's forgiveness for us, if we just say the words because we know them off by heart, and sometimes we slip into thinking about something else as we are saying those words, well, if we don't know the words, we've got to concentrate on what they are so that we can say them. We've got to think about them as we say them. And then we're able to be more fully engaged in that process of confession of receiving forgiveness and therefore being at peace. And that's what we're talking about today, is peace. And if we truly accept and believe that the only way to be at peace is to know God, then we have to live into that relationship with God. Because knowing God is knowing that you are loved by God. Knowing God is knowing that He wants the best for you. Knowing God is knowing that you are called to something that is much bigger than yourself, much bigger than your family, much bigger than your church community here at St. Paul's. You're called to God's family, to a life of loving service in His kingdom, and a life which is bound in peace that passes all understanding. Now, you all know my favourite reformer is Thomas Cranmer. And in writing his prayer book, in the liturgies that he put down, he wrote a preface to Corporate Confession, which goes something like this. If there are any of you who by the means of self-examination, confession and repentance cannot quiet their own conscience, but requires comfort, let them come to me, or to some other discreet and learned minister of God's word, and open his grief, that by the ministry of God's holy word, they may receive the benefit of absolution, together with ghostly counsel and advice to the quieting of their conscience and avoiding all scruple and doubtfulness. Personally, I'm thankful I have people in my life who I can go to, who I can talk with, and when I can share with them the things that grieve me, the things of my own life which I have not managed to control yet. That which becomes a sticking point on my journey of faith. And they're able to assure me of Christ's love and forgiveness for me. That place of peace which comes from that understanding. Cranmer was clear that this is something that everybody should be seeking. Everybody who is unable to quiet their own conscience during the liturgy. And as we came this morning, I offered that little bit of extra space and time to still our hearts, to settle our souls, and to come to the Lord in confession. To be then reminded of His forgiveness having done so. And it is in confession, a guy called Paul Farron writes, that we make eye contact with God. And we know that it is okay. That our bond of trust is not so much re-established, since God never loses trust in us. But on our part, that bond of trust is rediscovered. That trusting God from our part of the relationship is so very key to being at peace in our lives. However, if we come to confession, be it on a Sunday morning as part of the liturgy, on a Tuesday morning with friends over coffee, or on a Thursday morning to meet with a minister, or at frankly, any other time, let's be honest, we're not telling God anything that He doesn't already know. A guy called J. Neville Ward, he points out that obscurely so, God is with us and in us as we commit the sins that we then come to confess. And that drives hard at me as I was planning this message and even as I say it to you today. When we sin, which we all do, God is with us and in us at that very moment. Confession is not about owning up to sin, but it's about seeking forgiveness. And it's promising through a new life, living into that repentance, to live in a new way. And that's the path to peace. The healing power of confession to the soul is there for everybody to see. I'm sure you've all experienced it at some degree in your life. But it's not just within the church that this is found to be the case. Psychologists encourage us to name reality so that we can face up to that reality. And I would say to you, confession is naming reality. Being in a place of relationship where we can receive power to be freed from that which is imprisoning us. Where our soul is nursed by Almighty God, and where we can put at peace, where we can be put at peace, where we can trust in the Lord, we can trust in Jesus, and we can take Him at His word, that your sins are forgiven. Come to me, all who are burdened, all who are weary, and I will give you rest, he says. So lighten the load. Come to him. Don't feel that you're telling him things he doesn't already know, because he knows everything about you. Just trust in him. Be loved by him. And receive his forgiveness, which is the path to peace.